Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority. As the clouds roll in here in South Philadelphia, the sun was shining on Eagles OTAs today, as today was the first media availability of 2015 OTAs. Chip Kelly, the first one up at the podium as he did his normal pre-practice press conference. And, of course, there's been a ton of change here inside the locker room at the NovaCare Complex. And Coach Kelly was asked about that change early and often during his press conference. But he said right now it's not about finding out whether the team has improved compared to last season. It's about evaluating each player each day.
That's the great thing of what we're in the process of doing now. It's about evaluating guys and getting everybody out there and finding out who's going to show up. There's going to be someone that's going to surprise everybody. Just like every year, there's an undrafted free agent that makes the team. And then you all look at each other and go, how come we didn't draft that guy? And sometimes there's a draft pick that doesn't pan out, and you're going, how come we drafted that guy? So it's an ongoing process, but we're excited about the guys who are here. I think they've worked extremely hard in the 5 weeks leading up to this, and the last 2 days we've been on the field, they've been outstanding, so we'll continue to grow from there.
And, of course, the other big question on everyone's mind has to do with the Eagles' starting quarterback position. And Coach Kelly was asked about Sam Bradford and how he's preparing heading into his first season here in Philadelphia. And while Bradford isn't full go just yet, he's not too far away.
Yeah, he's on schedule. We all think there's three phases. There's medical rehab, there's performance rehab, and then there's prepare to play. He's probably right at the tail end of medical rehab. He'll probably start throwing some 7-on-7 next week, but I think he's right on schedule in terms of where he is.
Also interesting to note that Walter Thurmond has been taking snaps at safety for the Eagles. Meanwhile, Nolan Carroll has been getting first-team reps at cornerback opposite of Byron Maxwell. Speaking of injuries, Chip Kelly mentioned today that Sam Bradford, Earl Wolf, and Marcus Smith have all been limited, but Bradford was able to talk to the media after practice. And right now the key for Sam, it's getting healthy and establishing himself as the Eagles' number one quarterback.
I think you just got to be yourself. You know, that's been my plan, you know, in college when I first got to St. Louis. That's my plan here. You know, I'm just going to be myself, show up to work every day, work hard, show everyone in the locker room that I deserve to be here, and, you know, hopefully they'll follow me.
And, of course, Sam Bradford wasn't the only Eagles quarterback who garnered a lot of attention here today. Tim Tebow also met with reporters after practice. And for Tebow right now, it's about getting back into the NFL groove, and he's thankful for the opportunity here with the Eagles.
I think about it as what a blessing, great opportunity. Work extremely hard every day, try to be the best teammate I can, be the best player, make everybody else around me, try to make them better as well, and all of us are just trying to improve.
And with Sam Bradford not being able to fully participate today, that means that Mark Sanchez has been getting most of the Eagles' first-team reps. And for Sanchez, he says that he feels better than he has at any point in his NFL career.
I guess first thing, physically, so much better. You know, the farther it gets away from surgery and all the reps I've had, all the rehab I've gone through, it only can get better and better and stronger. So this is definitely the best I've ever felt. And then as far as the scheme, you know, every rep, every time we sit down and watch film, every meeting, that can only help my growth as well. So I feel very comfortable in the system, and I enjoy playing in it.
And another new face who spoke after Eagles OTAs today was running back DeMarco Murray, who, of course, is in his first season here in Philadelphia after spending the last few years with the Dallas Cowboys. And for Murray, right now it's about getting adjusted to the pace of the Eagles offense and getting used to the playmakers around him.
Whenever, you know, we got a lot of playmakers like we have, it's going to be hard for the defense to, you know, stop one guy or key in on one guy. So that's going to be beneficial for all of us.
And for continued coverage of Eagles OTAs, including an exclusive one-on-one in studio with Fletcher Cox, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week.